It's Helping Hand, airing statewide HPR1 stations on Friday as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each week, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Leilani Farm Sanctuary, all-volunteer nonprofit, provides shelter to hundreds of rescued and sometimes previously abused animals, sometimes destined for slaughter or have been orphaned after hunters have killed their mothers or parents. They also educate the community on humane treatment of animals, offer some educational programs for school groups and special needs visitors, and there are tours for the general public, too. You can learn more in a book by our guest, Finding Paradise, Leilani Farm Sanctuary of Maui. But best of all, we welcome that person back right now, Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary. Hey, Laura Lee, welcome back.
Thank you. So nice to be back.
First, for folks who have never heard of your place, explain what it is and how it functions.
It's an 8-acre refuge for rescued animals. We're 100% volunteer nonprofit. Donkeys, chickens, calves, rabbits, sheep, pigs, deer, turkeys, a cow, peahens, ducks, geese, guinea pigs, cats, a dog. I may be forgetting a few. We have 18 different species of animals, and every animal here has a story. Around 300 rescued animals. It's on Maui's North Shore in Haikou, and the name Leilani is in honor of our first rescued donkey, Leilani.
I have to ask how one of the stars of your program, who you talked about last year and who is a fascinating creature, Matthew the turkey, how is he?
Oh, Matthew, he is so sweet. But you know, that's not unusual for turkeys to be affectionate.
Right.
Matthew is a huge turkey. He probably weighs close to 40 pounds. He was rescued from being butchered before Thanksgiving. And he and his sister, Erica, are really stars at the sanctuary when visitors come. Matthew, in particular, wants to be picked up and cuddled like a big baby.
And in our Helping Hand post for this segment at hawaiipublicradio.org, you can, in fact, see some pictures and video from Leilani Farm Sanctuary that include Matthew, the 40-pound turkey, being snuggled and held over there. And so how long have you had Matthew?
He's been with us for 2.5-3 years. We're very happy that we have them as ambassadors, and that when people meet them and see how personable they are, they can maybe rethink what they want to have for Thanksgiving next year.
Well, when you look at pictures of him, and he does seem to like being snuggled. And so when it comes to funding, as you have a lot of needs you were describing, certainly a lot of mouths to be fed, how do you guys get your funding, Laura Lee?
We offer farm tours to the general public, and it's not unusual for someone on the farm tour to really feel a connection with a certain animal. They sometimes decide to sponsor. We have a sponsorship program where people can sponsor an animal to make a monthly donation, which helps us provide food, shelter, and veterinary care. And the adopter gets an adoption certificate with a picture of their animal.
Has Matthew been adopted? I'm assuming he has.
Matthew's looking for a sponsor.
Is he? Okay. That's hard to believe that cuddly bugger is still sponsorless. But another thing that people can do to support you guys, in addition to taking tours there, talk about your volunteer opportunities.
Well, we have two different volunteer programs for people who live on the island and want to commit a 3-hour shift one morning a week. We can train them to learn the morning rounds, which involves feeding, watering, and cleaning up. But for those who are visiting on vacation or from a neighboring island, they can come any Monday or Wednesday morning and help with miscellaneous projects, gardening, grooming the cats and the rabbits, cleaning out the guinea pigs' houses. We have many different projects for people to choose from. Monday and Wednesdays beginning at 9 a.m.
I imagine that people don't necessarily need to be working with animals to play a role in volunteering there, because there's just so many other levels of maintenance that need to be done.
Indeed, yes.
In general, if people are able to do like handyman work or you have any tasks like that, that's another thing that you'd be open to hearing from folks on.
Absolutely. We always have repair projects and maintenance projects.
You mentioned briefly the tours and Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president at Leilani Farm Sanctuary. What are the days that people can go there to do the actual tours?
We have farm tours on Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 and on Saturdays at 10 a.m. The donation is $30 per person, and this is how we fund the care for the animals. And the funds do go straight to the animals because we don't have any paid staff. We're all volunteers. Reservations are required, so they can send us an email, and then we will reply back with the information about the tour and the driving directions.
Speak a little bit about the kinds of animal interactions that people can engage in, which could probably have a huge positive beneficial effect on both them and the animals.
Oh, yes. We hear people tell us over and over again that their experience here was the highlight of their whole vacation. When they arrive and they park, they see the pasture where all the animals are grazing, and they walk down a garden path leading to the entrance, greeted by a number of friendly cats. Once they sign in, they get to mill about and enjoy the grounds, and we ask them to make themselves at home until the start of the tour. When the tour starts, we take them around the farm where they get to be up close and personal with all the animals. Many people have never cuddled a chicken before, and we have many chickens who were socialized as youngsters who love to be cuddled. They're just like cats. They're warm and soft, and they smell good. We demonstrate how to cuddle a chicken, and for most people, it's a first-time experience. And I like to say, until you've held a chicken, you haven't really lived. There's nothing like it. So they get to do that. They get to brush the goats and pet the goats. We go into the guinea pig yard where the guinea pigs are super social and friendly. We're really fortunate because here the guinea pigs are able to be outside and they thrive with all the exercise, fresh air, and sunshine. And all the cats are cool with the guinea pigs. We have two-story houses with little staircases that fit the size of the guinea pig's legs. And it's not at all unusual for the cats to go and cuddle upstairs in the little houses with the guinea pigs.
Interspecies thing going on there. And did you talk about the pig, the pig belly rubs yet? Did I hear you mention?
Oh, yeah. They get to meet the pigs. The pigs like to be kissed on the snout, and they love belly rubs. And we have a big basket of brushes for the volunteers. Whoever they encounter, they can brush. We have huge African sulcata desert tortoises who were rescued. The tortoises like to be brushed on their shells. Most people have never met a tortoise, let alone brushing a tortoise's shell. We have two donkeys, and they're both very sweet, mellow.
As you mentioned brushes and stuff, it made me think of supplies that you may have need for there, or anything in terms of like a major project that you would make somebody, you could give them an idea to bankroll or to help you with, sponsoring supplies of different kinds or any kind of enclosure.
Yes. Well, we go through a lot of feed for all these animals. We go through hay, grain, straw. So a gift card for the Dell's Farm Supply would be very helpful. And then, of course, we always need building supplies. We're always sprucing up the structures. And we have orchards where we grow food for the animals. So we can always use garden supplies.
Lots of ways to help out. And I'm sure that if it sparked some interest, you can run another idea by her. Let me give you the contact information. LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org, 808-298-8544. info@LeilaniFarmSanctuary.org. On Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Yelp, Twitter, TripAdvisor. Look for them, along with all of our previous Helping Hand guests, all their contact information waiting for you, plus the full-length interviews at hawaiipublicradio.org. Laura Lee Blanchard, founder and president of Leilani Farm Sanctuary and returning to Helping Hand, our very, very special guest today. On behalf of all those critters, thank you for looking after them and making sure that they have a safe, healthy place to live, and for providing a place where people can get close to animals and realize that magical bond.
Oh, thank you. I feel so fortunate to be able to do work that feels so meaningful. And thank you for doing your part, too. We're all in this together.